B102 and 103, that's Drake, the lovely Drake, and Passion Fruit. Well, the moment thousands of us have been waiting for has arrived. The return of Frank and Claire Underwood and season 5 of House of Cards. So to celebrate today, we've decided to have a bit of an American-themed TV tips this week. Donal has the lowdown. This was your brilliant idea.
Well, not really brilliant idea. It's just basically how the cards fell, if you pardon the pun. This week, Netflix came back last week with House of Cards. Tomorrow, June the 5th, Bill Cosby goes on trial in the US, and what looks like a very interesting documentary on BBC on the same day. And then on next Friday, we have the Kennedys.
Wait, this completely passed me by that Bill Cosby was going on trial.
He's going on trial.
I did not know this.
Yes, he's got it.
Right, let's make a quick start with this before we talk House of Cards.
So let's start with the reality of the world, I suppose.
So this is called Cosby, Fall of an American Icon. It's on BBC Two at 9 p.m. Are they treading on dangerous ground just as he goes into trial?
I imagine the BBC will have all their T's crossed and dotted and everything, I's dotted. This is basically the rise and fall of an American icon, as you said, the title. Kind of describes it. Tomorrow, Bill Cosby goes on trial, facing a charge of sexual assault on a woman named Andrea Constant. Now, there's been many other accusations of similar behaviour from dozens of other women, but this is the only one he's going to trial on because of reasons that the other ones are so far back in the mists of time. Now, Cosby denies all charges. He denies charges in this case, which has been brought to trial on. But it starts tomorrow, it's happening in the States, it's going to be an absolutely fascinating case. As far as I'm aware, and as Cosby has said this, he will not himself speak at his trial, that he leaves it up to his lawyers and everything. But this case has been going on for a while. I'm sure you're aware of the whole background in terms of like the number of women that have come forward and spoke of.
And quite well-known women as well.
Oh yes, absolutely. I mean, this documentary has... It's here's testimony from journalists who've been covering the case over a number of years. It's also co-stars of Bill Cosby, and the accusers are also interviewed in this thing. I mean, you have people like Richard Pryor's widow, Jennifer Lee Pryor, will speak in the documentary.
Okay.
You'll have the people who've accused Bill Cosby of the alleged crimes. Then you'll have a fellow Cosby actor from The Cosby Show, Lily Bernard, will be there, and a former... From actor and playboy bunny Victoria Valentino as well will be part of the cast, if you want to call it that, in this documentary. This absolutely is timed, obviously, with the opening of the trial. And it, you know, Bill Cosby. I mean, I grew up with Bill Cosby. I'm sure maybe you did to a degree as well, especially with the Cosby Show in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby is, I mean, the obvious equivalent to this is O.J. Simpson in terms of like a celebrity and Hollywood celebrity, you know.
And also was a man who, you know, brought African-American families to television screens across the world.
He was in the 80s and early 90s.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This man was a role model for African-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
He's a philanthropist for black causes. He gave loads of money to black causes in the US and elsewhere. He was one of Hollywood's biggest and most best paid stars.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is very aptly named.
And I didn't know this earlier. I didn't realize, I was reading a bit about this. He has been blind for the last 2 years. I didn't know this. Yeah, I mean, I've seen him with the stick, but he actually has been, he's declared himself blind. He's actually fully blind for the last 2 years.
Okay.
Tomorrow is the beginning of the trial, and this documentary at 9 o'clock will, I suspect, give you as much as you need to know about the background to it and what is likely to happen as well.
Okay, well, I will definitely set the DVR for that. BBC Two, 9 p.m. It's called Cosby, Fall of an American Icon. Let's talk the Kennedys. Last week was the 100th birthday of JFK.
Right.
So we're looking at lots of anniversaries coming up as well. In fact, it's the 50th anniversary of Jackie Kennedy coming to Ireland for the summer in June.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It is. She spent a summer in Waterford.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this documentary...
It's a two-part drama series, yeah. I don't know if you remember...
I remember this.
Do you remember the Kennedys? In 2011, there was a drama series called The Kennedys.
Yes.
And that was with Katie Holmes, formerly Tom Cruise, playing Jacqueline Kennedy. And this is that won an Emmy actually for Barry Pepper, who played Bobby Kennedy in that drama. Greg Kinnear was in it as well, and that's 2011. But this is kind of a follow up, but it does it takes the story beyond what happened in that on that one.
Okay, so she's been brought back to make this. It's called After Camelot.
Absolutely,
it stars Katie Holmes, as we said, but it also stars.
But she was very good. She was very good in the Kennedys.
No,
really
no.
good.
And she has the look of Jackie Kennedy, I have to say.
Yes.
But Matthew Perry is also in this.
Well, Matthew...
Also known as Chandler from Friends.
Also, in this case, plays brother-in-law Ted Kennedy.
Oh, he doesn't look anything like Ted Kennedy. Mm. He has the kind of dent in his chin, all right, but
he has a dent. That,
yeah.
Mm. See, this is actually the one I mentioned, the Kennedys charted the troubled history of the Kennedys. Like, it went from Jack's early political ambitions, then right through to Robert Kennedy's assassination in 1968, and that 68 is the starting point for this two part drama. The centerpiece actually is Chappaquiddick. You remember Chappaquiddick, July 1969, when Ted Kennedy drove his car off a bridge and his young female passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne, lost her life. And it took him, I think, 24 hours to report the event even to the police. Mm-hmm. And this was, you know, again, has left a big stain in his career right through.
And
right
just
through
another story on top of tragic stories. Yes, in the Kennedy. So, we could have many series about the
absolutely
Kennedys.
Absolutely, because, I mean, the thing is known as the curse of the Kennedys. This is like they had the curse of the Kennedys, you know. So this two part follows right through the relationship between Jackie and Ted, her brother-in-law Ted Kennedy, and it goes right through to through his own trying for power in the 80s and 90s as well.
Okay, so it's more about Ted than it's about Jackie, is
No,
it?
It's actually about the relationship between the two.
Okay.
Jackie is there, and now this is now Jacqueline Kennedy is now Jacqueline Onassis. She's met Aristotle Onassis, gets married to him. So you have other players. You have Joan Kennedy in there. You have Rose Kennedy, the mother. You have Ethel Kennedy. So it's this,
all the Kennedys.
Yeah, all the Kennedys. Yeah,
good
exactly.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's called The Kennedys after Camelot. It's on Friday on RT1 at 9:35. Okay, let's talk presidents again. And the big one.
US presidents. Yeah, the big one, yeah.
I mean, House of Cards.
House of Cards, yeah.
It's season 5 done, and I cannot believe we're on season 5.
It started last week, yeah.
Yeah, I have not even looked at this, so tell
You're
me.
You're a fan, are you?
I am a fan, and I'm just waiting for the moment that I can sit down. I think today is the day, and watch 3 or 4 in a row. I've just watched the first one,
and I knew when I watched it last week that it has to come out swinging, because it has come out swinging for two reasons. It has come out swinging because if you've seen season 4, you knew Frank Underwood is in a whole pile of doo-doo, so to speak, and so is his wife, obviously. He needs to come out and make his case and fight for his political life, okay?
That is the point. There is going to be an election in this season of House of Cards.
Absolutely. Now, Frank has served his 2 terms of office. So the big parallel here, I think, is with the Clintons, isn't it, really?
Okay.
Isn't the Clintons the parallel here? I mean, Bill and Hillary. I mean, you know, in
so
terms
Claire
of,
is going to run for election.
Could possibly happen. I'm not saying anything, but I mean, that's the logical conclusion. But it opens with a very dramatic scene in season 5, episode 1. As I said, it has come out swinging. It has come out swinging for the reason that he is, in the fictional world, fighting for his real life. But in the real world, which is almost like a fictional world, Donald Trump is now the president of the United States, as we all know, obviously. And in some ways, truth is stranger than fiction. So this show has to, I mean, people are saying, this show has to be even stranger than it has been in the past, you know, because, you know, the reality is so strange. How is this going to compete with it?
That was a quick 8 years for Kevin Spacey, for Frank Underwood being president. Are we flash-forwarding very much here, or have we done the 8 years over the four seasons?
Four seasons, yeah, I think we must have, yeah, because Claire, well, he's president, he's troubled, so Claire is now a front-runner for the situation. It begins at a very, without giving too much away, even with the pre-credit sequence, he's under pressure, Frank Underwood, so it opens up the scene where it's the House of Representatives, okay? And he appears, he's actually in the House of Representatives. Now, as a president, he can't be there, but because he's wearing a special pin, because he was a former House member, he is there. Now, he's getting pilloried by the opposition in the House of Representatives. So he stands up to speak, and he's allowed to speak to a bit of trickery, right? And his line is, "I will not yield, I will not yield." He says it about 6 times, and then he looks directly at the camera and says, "I will not yield." And then we cut to the credits
for
the opening sequence. And, you know, I mean, Kevin Spacey, I mean, if you like the series, you probably like the series. I like the series for 2 main reasons. It's Robin Wright and Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, I love it. I thought season 3 got a little bit too wordy and a little bit over the top. You really had to keep an eye on it. Really enjoyed the last season, and I'm really looking forward to
Bo Willimon is not the man behind this. Season 5 is the first time he's not the showrunner.
He had said a few years ago he was going to step down, but he once worked for Hillary Clinton.
Definitely.
So
well, there you go.
It's interesting to see what the new guy is going to do with this too.
But yes, based on episode 1 of season 5, it's swinging, punching and
good stuff. Well, goes. This afternoon is my House of Cards afternoon. Wish me luck. I've so much to watch thanks to you. I'm really hooked on Paula now. It's just brilliant.
Yeah.
Loving The Handmaid's Tale. About to start a thing on BBC called Broken with Anna Friel.
Yeah, Sean Bean, yeah.
And Sean Bean, who I thought was Mr. Bean. I read it completely wrong. I did think, how would Mr. Bean do in a
priest.
Really serious role? So we've so much television, which is odd for summertime, don't
it
we?
It is. Listen, I actually think that you also know that the other thing is Poldark is coming back as well. Oh. And I actually thought this is coming back soon in the next in this month.
Strange, yeah.
And I thought this is weird. And I said to somebody in the office, this is weird. But the point is, TV has changed so much. There is nothing anymore. Like Fargo started last week, House of Cards starting. Everything's there is no sort of almost like no summer autumn season anymore. Like, you know, it's round the clock 24/7 because there's so much quality TV out there at the moment. Quality
stuff.
TV drama, which is good.
It's good for us, and yep. It's good for you too, Donal, from the RT Guide. Thanks a million for joining us this
morning.
Carla.